Howdy, folks. You know, a bigamy still is not legal. I guess it's an over-issue of matrimonial bonds, huh? This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double-mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And you know, the rocket experts, they're coming up with some real entertaining information these days. As one of them says that when it comes to sending up a satellite with a, you know, a pilot inside, he says you can't go wrong by sending a woman. I'm afraid to talk like that might start some ugly thoughts among a few henpecked husbands here and there. But anyway, this scientist, he figures women can adapt to monotonous work better than men can. I guess maybe he's thinking how they adjust to washing the dishes and dusting the furniture day after day, you know. I don't know, if you ask me, some women might welcome a satellite trip just to get out of the housework for a while. But my idea of monotonous work would be to circle the earth every hour and a half. I mean, after you've seen it once, what is there to see? And traveling around in that same old orbit. Who would want to be a heavenly body on a merry-go-round? I don't know. That'd be just about as unpleasant as a youngster having a lot of homework to do on a beautiful weekend. Well, in a case like that, kids, I tell you, the way to beat homework is just do it the first possible chance you get. Then it's over and done with, you see? And, of course, chew double mint gum while you're working away. The lively chewing, it helps keep you sharp and alert so you know you can concentrate better. And that way you get through faster, see? Yes, sir, next time you try studying with double mint gum, and just see how much more pleasant it is. Well, now I don't know how Paula Richards feels about satellites, but I see her approaching the launching platform, and she's going to sing for us.
Darling, I am growing old, silver threads among the gold. Shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away.
But my darling, you will be always young and fair to me. Yes, my darling, you will be.
Will always be.
Will always,
always young and fair to me.
Darling, I am growing old. Silver threads among the gold.
Among the
shine upon my brow today. Life is fading fast away.
Those old-time songs, they're sure hard to beat, aren't they? I just got a letter from a cousin of mine down in Winston County. He's the fastest foot racer in the county. They call him Sputnik Buttram now. He hasn't gone out for football this year because, well, it seems that along about the time the football season started, he got one of those little books on fingertip movies about baseball signals, you know. He's got so interested in that, he hadn't done anything except just flip through the book day after day. But like all of us Buttrams, old Sputnik, he's a real deep thinker. He's happy right now because, he's figuring out that it's only 42 weeks until next vacation. Well, I'll tell you, waiting that long for a vacation bothers some people, but not us Buttrams. No, we're all real good at waiting. When I got any waiting to do, I'm perfectly content if I can just sit there and just chew my double mint gum. If I'm waiting till supper's ready, well, double mint's especially helpful there. The pleasant chewing helps satisfy that hungry feeling, you know. And at the same time, double mint's never rich or heavy, so it won't spoil your appetite. It's a good way to keep your appetite occupied there. Yeah, between meals. Just chew double mint, will you? We've got four first-rate double mint chewers right here. The Jack Halloran Quartet, and they're going to sing for us right now.
Ooh, 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 I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round.
Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth
to put my tootsies in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground. And then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. I'm Alabama bound.
Boy, that's a lively tune. Good thing I don't have to talk as fast as you have to sing, or I would really be in trouble here. Well, they're top quality singers, those boys. And, of course, double mint chewing gum is top quality gum, too. It's smooth and satisfying to chew, you know, and it's just packed with delicious, long-lasting flavor. Yeah, I guess everybody knows that Double Mint's my brand, and I'd be sort of pleased if you'd make it your brand, too, huh? Refreshing, delicious, Double Mint chewing gum. Well, you might try a stick right now to add to your enjoyment of our Buttram bonus time. Well, for our Buttram bonus today, I'm going to give you the rules on long flannel underwear. Now, maybe in some parts of the country where it's pretty cold, well, folks have already crawled into their long-handle underwear and they're buttoned up till next spring. But I know how the rest of you feel, sort of uncertain. Down home, when the days begin to feel crispy, I know every morning we'd think, is this the day to put them on? Then, of course, as the day warmed up, we was glad we'd waited. But then all of a sudden it seemed like everybody in the community, they'd put on their long flannels the same day, sort of. Well, it wasn't hard to tell. Everybody just looked a little pudgier. My dad finally worked out a rule, which is known as the Buttram Law of Flannel Underwear. And the rule is this. When channel catfish leave the channels, it's time to wear your winter flannels. See, that means when the water gets so cold that the catfish look for a shallow spot, well, it's time to begin a a close association with your flannels. Some folks, they're self-conscious about them. But the only time I ever felt that way was when the leg ends showed through my socks. You know, they make a bulge just above the shoe tops there. I guess the worst feature, though, about long handles is when the sleeves get loose and flappy. You know, you get them all dripping wet in the wash pan or the gravy bowl. That's bad. In the spring, some of the kids used to make the change earlier than others. Well, as daredevils in every set, you know, but I'll never forget. I remember how exhilarated I felt when I did the switch over to what you might call lighter linen. Made me feel just frisky as a colt. Well, I grew up and got away from flannels, but doggone, I think I'm going back to them. Never has anything spread such a warm caress over so much territory. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. So now, while you help yourself to a delicious stick of double mint chewing gum, well, Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy are going to sing.
Someday we'll go places, new lands and new faces, the day we quit punching the clock.
The future looks pleasant, but at present let's take a walk around the block. You're just the companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock.
The money we have will go for travel.
Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in.
I'll sit on your lap.
To London in May time, to Venice in playtime,
to Paris in time for a frock,
to Boston in meantime, darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block.
Well, that pretty well takes care of Just Entertainment for Wednesday, November 6th. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Meanwhile, have some delicious double mint chewing gum, will you? Soon and often. You'll feel refreshed, and the cheerful chewing will just brighten up your day. Well, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that, a secret is either not worth keeping or else it's too good to keep. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.